John chapter 6, verse 8. Andrew senses some tension because Jesus said, let's feed these people, and yet there isn't bread, there isn't fish. And Andrew finds this young child, and he says, there's a young child here with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But how far is that going to go amongst a crowd this big? So Andrew, although he does find something small, at the same time kind of belittles it, despises it, still wants to give up. And isn't that our temptation? We might find something that God has provided and yet think, oh, it's too small, it's not enough, it's not a big deal. The Bible says don't despise small beginnings. Don't look down upon what God is doing, even if it starts out small. If you are thinking, you know, I want to get in shape, don't despise that first week and just starting a new habit. If you're thinking, you know, I want to start reading the Bible, don't despise just reading a couple verses each day. Or even in prayer, if you're not praying at all, don't despise starting to pray a little bit each morning and before you go to bed, or maybe with a friend for the first time out loud. Don't despise that, because God often starts with a seed and then it turns into a harvest. And this is the exact amount, these 5 bread and 2 fish, that Jesus is going to take and multiply. And if you trust Him, if you receive what He gives and what He provides in a small amount, and you start to walk in that, watch what God will do to work it out. So don't despise small beginnings. Instead, receive them. Let God multiply them. Be faithful in them. For God is often at work in what appears to be insignificant at first. And later on, that's where the miracle is.